This presentation has been previously broadcast.
This is the Drew Mariani Show. Where else can you pray with thousands of other listeners every day? Listen in to the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, where we're here for you on Relevant Radio.
All right, let's pray the chaplet. This powerful prayer that the Lord gave to St. Faustina. If you want to join me, I'll give you the telephone number. I know you might be new to the program. A lot of people are discovering Relevant Radio. I'm always amazed at how many people have just begun to listen, you know, begin to pray. Do me a favor to tell others about this time of prayer. I pray every day this time with you and with people literally around the country and around the world. It's so good to pray with those who are listening in Ireland and Italy and in Germany and in South Africa and in Australia and all throughout the world. I get emails and prayer petitions from people all over the planet, literally. And we're united thanks to this great technology. But if you want to get in, do this. Put this in your speed dial and use it. Here's the number. It's 888-914-9149. 888-914-9149. And tell others about this prayer. Maybe they're struggling right now with a marital problem, a relationship problem. Maybe somebody's facing jail time. Maybe somebody's dealing with an addiction. Maybe you're looking for a house or trying to sell yours, or you're looking for a job, or you're not making enough money, or there's a health issue. Let's get together. Let's pray. All right. This is extraordinarily powerful. I'm seeing the fruit of it. Today I went in and I spent some time with the Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. I just knelt down and I prayed for you. And I prayed that God would really manifest through this prayer, that we would see the fruit of this prayer, so that he would be glorified and that your faith would be emboldened. And I think when we get those answer prayers that happened, I received an email recently. You know, we pray for missing. There's several people have been kidnapped or went missing. You might remember this phone call. I received a phone call and the person called and said, could you pray? And this was during the chaplet. Could you pray for Peter, a teenager with Down syndrome, who phoned, who went missing in the morning. He went out for a walk with his dog and he's not been seen. And we prayed during the Chapel of Divine Mercy. I think it was last week that happened. The person wrote back to me, said, I just wanted to follow and let you know. Thank you for praying Divine Mercy, especially today. The boy has been found. So I want to praise God for that. That is such great news. Also, this person says, I received a job offer from an old boss that would increase my salary by 40%. Allow me to continue working remotely. I wasn't looking for a job. I already had one that I was happy with. He simply reached out, and once I received a formal job offer, I presented it to my current employer, and they were devastated at the thought of losing me. So I got call after call from top-level managers after another asking me to stay and tell me they'd do anything to keep me. Boy, that'd be nice. I hope management here does that for me, right? That'd be great. They said, I knew the 40% increase in salary was an impossibly high salary for my current employer. But I listened to you talk about God and the Lord of impossible things. So, Drew, what I did is I prayed the chaplet. And then I talked about focusing on the Lord's Prayer, on his will being done. And I repeated that prayer you often say, Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. And then I prayed, your will be done, over and over again yesterday. Let me just stop in this email for a second. I think that's such a simple but profoundly beautiful, innocent and humble prayer. It's eight words, you know, or nine words. Jesus, I trust in you. Your will be done. That's all the person prayed. Jesus, I trust in you. Your will be done. Prayed it over and over again, right? He said, today I got a retention offer from my current employer, not only matching the offer my old boss gave me, but exceeding it beyond what I asked for. And I just want to thank you and God for listening to my prayers and making the impossible possible. My family is just blessed beyond belief. I love it. Well, praise God. God is a God of providence. He is. He's a God of providence. And believe me, he can provide. If you're calling and having any trouble on the phones, I just want to say to you, keep calling. We will eventually get you on the air, okay? I know that several people have been trying to get through. The number again is 888-914-9149. We'll get you screened, okay? So just be patient with us here, okay? Let's pray right now. In the studio with me is Jim. I've been praying for him. Jim's looking for a place. He's in a period of transition as well. His wife has battled cancer. He's got beautiful children, and he's in a novena to the Infant of Prague right now. And Jim, I'll tell you something very quickly before we take these calls. I was going through a really difficult time, time of transition in my life where God was shutting down one career and leading me into the world of radio, and I was losing everything I had. I mean, it was just really a time of great trial. And I prayed three things. I turned to the child Jesus through the infant, through that prayer. That is a powerful prayer you're praying. I turned to St. Joseph and to Our Lady. I turned, trusted my family to the Holy Family. In the miracles that unfolded, unbelievable. So how can we pray for you today?
Well, I'd like to pray for friends and family, especially for my wife's continued healing. And I also want to pray for all those poor little children in abusive homes.
Yeah, great prayers. Thank you. Let's pray. We'll pray for those who are being abused, in particular for justice and mercy for those who are abusing. Pray for their conversion, Lord. I know they need your mercy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
You expired, Jesus. But the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell on the third day. He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. Our first call today comes from Cass, listening to us in the land of William Penn, Pennsylvania. Hey, Cass, good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Drew, my prayer intention is for a young girl. She was 21 when she first got cancer, and she's been having it for the last 4 or 5 years, and now it turned into leukemia, and it's not good where it's going all over her body. And I just need prayers for her for a miracle and another special intention for someone else. And thank you, Drew, very much for taking my call.
Cass, I'm glad you got through. I want to pray for you, too. I know you didn't ask for anything personally, but I know God hears your intentions. And I often feel sometimes when we pray for others, it's like praying for ourselves. It's an act of mercy and generosity. And I know a lot of people are praying, and so many people want to get in and say, please pray for this intention I have. But Lord, I give you this young girl with cancer. I give you all who are in that great fight, especially cancer, especially leukemia, Lord. I give you those who are struggling in particular with that battle. But I pray for their loved ones too, because it's a special cross for them as well, as they watch those they truly love and care about have to carry that cross. So I just ask for your mercy. And I ask for healing, and I thank you. I pray in thanksgiving right now for the miracles that are unfolding, those cancerous tumors that are shrinking, those cancerous cells that are being vanquished, the success of the treatments that are now underway. And I just give you all who are in the battle with cancer, Lord, I ask for the eradication of this wretched disease. As I pray, Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, Janice is praying with us in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. Hi, Janice. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. My prayer is there's a storm headed our way, and I'm praying for anyone and everyone who is in its path. They've forecast everything up until tornadoes. So I'm praying for everyone to be safe and, yeah, if at all possible, the storm to dissipate.
That's a great prayer. Well, the chaplet's the prayer for, Janice. I'm glad you called, and I'll pray for you right now. My wife and I lived in an area where very high winds were coming through our area, tornadoes, and a lot of threats. I mean, I have a home that's surrounded by a lot of very tall trees, and if these come down, there's the damage is unbelievable, and you can even die. I mean, these things can kill you. That's how big these trees are, right? And we laid in bed and we prayed the chaplet that very night. And the reason I do that is because, you know, I remember in Matthew 8:26, the Gospels show us how Christ could calm the storm, right? Through the chaplet, you know, Faustina had warded off numerous storms, and she has also called upon God for change in weather, for rain, for the break in the heat. So we know this is a powerful prayer that moves the heart of God and can even change weather. So we're going to pray for that bubble of protection over where you live right now. We're going to pray for mercy and that the storm does not do the damage that's anticipated. Lord, I pray for all those in dangerous situations right now, those threatened by wildfires, natural disasters, calamity, wherever they may be. I ask for your protection on those crying out for it as we pray, Eternal Father. We offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for us and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, Jake is on our Twitter account. And for those of you who may not know, Jake is only going to be with me for a couple more days. He is transitioning into another position, a new job. And we're going to miss him very much here on the show. But he's been a phenomenal job with our Twitter account and our Facebook. And Maggie will be taking those reins. But Jake, tell me what's coming in today. Who can we pray for?
Thank you, Drew. It's just really an honor to pray for the Relevant Radio family. Marcelina is joining the family today, praying for all marriages, praying for protection, unity, and healing for all families, and also students and teachers who are returning to school, you know, praying for that adjustment that's going to be happening. Riley is lifting up his fiance for God to help her with anxiety and stress. And get this, Drew, you'll love this. Her middle name is Faustina.
All right.
So we pray for the intercession of Saint Faustina on Riley's fiance. Marilyn is praying for Gary, and Gary is her favorite Costco worker who she has become friends with, and he has stomach cancer.
Oh, no.
So she's praying for healing. And Maria is lifting up the soul of Tobias Flores, who passed away yesterday. Yeah. We pray for all of our loved ones who have passed.
All right, we'll go to Alfredo in Monterey and join. He joins us for this decade as well. Alfredo, how can we pray for you?
Well, I'd like to pray for a really, really good friend of us. We've known him for a very long time. She's suffering from COVID-19. She's in the hospital. And I want, from this moment on, through the intercession of Father Ubald, that she can start getting better and maybe return home healthy. She's got two little kids.
All right, I love that prayer. Let's call upon the intercession of those powerful saints and those who've gone before us, Alfredo. Father Ubald, if you're not familiar with him, was a Rwandan priest whose family was massacred in the Rwanda genocide. And God spoke to him. He forgave those who did this, adopted the son. He took care of the son of the man who murdered his family. And God gave him a unique charism. And where he went and prayed, great miracles took place. Healings took place. Unbelievable miracles. I don't have time to go into all of them. But, you know, he's interceding even more powerfully now from the other side of the veil. COVID took him just several months ago. And young and vibrant man. I loved him very much. Let's call upon him, those who've gone before us, to intercede before our loving Father, invoking his mercy and seeking these great miracles of healing that we now seek. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, we'll go to California next. Anna is listening to us there. Hi, Anna. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, Drew. I always try to join you in your prayers.
Great.
So I just want to pray for my daughter, who has been strange for more than 3 years now, and has been home and also living with her boyfriend. So we just ask for conversion and return to Catholic faith, and also preserve her, protect her, and, for forgiveness, healing of our family, and, you know, and all those families who are suffering from estrangement, that everybody will be healed. And it's especially for the parents, it's so difficult being separated from their children. You know, it's very challenging, but I know the Lord will answer our prayers in his own time.
I do too, and I'm going to believe that as we pray this prayer for you, Anna. So I'm assuming your daughter's not talking to you anymore?
No.
Okay. I'm sorry. I know as a mother, how much you love your daughter, and what a dagger in your heart that is. But I want you to have confidence in your prayer now, okay? Because I really believe this. And I say this to friends. I say it to family members. Diary entry 1731. St. Faustina wrote, she said, through this chaplet, you will obtain everything if what you ask is compatible with my will. It's one of my very favorite diary verses. And I really believe the Lord wants mothers and daughters. They want families together. I think that's compatible with his will. So through this chaplet, you'll obtain everything if it's compatible with my will. I have no question this is compatible with God's will. I believe that 1,000%. So I'm going to pray for you now. We're going to pray for conversion in the heart of your daughter, for the healing of that family. And we're going to pray this for everyone who's going through difficulty now in relationships and with families and drug-addicted kids. I know Lord wants your kid free, and I know he wants sacramental marriages healed. So let's really pray right now with trust. Let's stand on this promise, and let's ask God for his mercy. When those miracles come in, I want you to write to me and tell me. Drew@relevantradio.com. Put answered prayer and let me know how this prayer was answered. Turn to the Lord now. Lord, standing on this promise, interceding for those in these situations, and trusting in your promise, I pray, eternal Father. We offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, our next call comes from Indianapolis, Indiana. Hi, Kathy. Thanks for praying with us.
Hi. Thank you so much. I appreciate so much what you do, Drew.
Thank you so much.
I want to pray for my brother-in-law, who's been battling metastatic colon cancer for over 8 years down in Georgia, and it's so hard on my sister. Their daughter also, their adult daughter, broke her leg very badly and had 3 surgeries, so she's trying to heal. And all of my boys are going through some job transitions, and I'd like to pray for them that goes smoothly and they find what they need.
All right, let's do it. Let's pray. Kathy, thank you. Thank you for praying. And Lord, I intercede for this mother, and I just ask for her sons and for all the intentions she just brought forward. We pray for her brother-in-law who's battling cancer. We continue to pray for that intention. But I bring to you everyone who's on hold, everyone who's written to me, and everyone who's united with me in prayer now. And I beg for your mercy. I do. I just ask that the graces flow, the healings abound, the answered prayers just continue, that people can feel your presence and just encounter your mercy in an unfathomable and profound way, that they can just recognize how loving you are. And I pray this for your greater glory as we now, with trust, we pray, Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us so that in difficult moments, we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady, Queen of Heaven,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Good Help,
pray for us.
Mother of Mercy,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Palestine,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful,
pray for us.
Saint Joseph,
pray for us.
Saint Faustina,
pray for us.
Saint John Paul II,
pray for us.
Saint Peregrine,
pray for us.
Saint Jose Maria
Escriva,
Saint Patrick,
pray for us.
Blessed Michael Sopochko,
pray for us.
All you angels and saints,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for praying with me. Can't tell you how much I love praying with you. I'm going to ask you too, if you could pray for a special intention that I have, I'd really appreciate that as well. Okay. So just keep me in your prayers as I am always praying for you.
Catholic Order of Foresters is proud to sponsor the Relevant Radio Studio line. For information about employment opportunities and flexible premium life insurance plans, visit relevantradio.com/Forester.
Connecting you to the true, good, and beautiful.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
All right, it's good to be with you today. Thanks for joining me. James Hurston's going to be stopping by in a minute. Let me bring you up to speed on something you might see, and I just want to make you aware of what's happening in the culture. A couple different things. My wife was telling me the other day about a new perfume that was out that she saw, and she said, did you hear about this? And it was called, I think Ariana Grande produced it. Ariana, I should say, called God is a Woman. God is a Woman. I'm like, what kind of title is that for perfume? Of course, it's based off a song, right? So we are living in a time where there are these continuing efforts by the secular culture to bring Christianity to an end. You know, and that might sound extreme to you. But look, the gates of hell always are trying to attack the Church of Christ, right? The Ariana Grande basically has come out with a new scent called God is Woman. And it's named after her, I think it was a 2018 song of the same name. And it was successful. It was a successful song. And I think it reached number 8 on the charts. And of course, the song lyrics themselves are a fusion of sexual innuendo and really just bad theology. Horrible theology, to be honest with you. And she apparently has filed for a trademark on God is a Woman. And it's leading to speculation that she'll be developing a whole line of cosmetics based on that particular theme. But a friend of mine here at work sent me an article yesterday, a couple Instagram pictures, actually. I guess his wife pointed it out to him and sent it over to Patrick and me. And there was a guy named Jeffrey Star. He was born Jeffrey Lynn Steininger. And he began experimenting with his mother's makeup when he was a kid. And she eventually, I guess, let him use it when he went to junior high. And now he is a big-time influencer in cosmetics on Instagram. And he's come out with a new line called Pink Religion. Right? Pink religion. It doesn't take a whole lot of imagination to figure out, you know, what he's going to do with, you know, the promotional material. There's a statue of Mary that they sent me in these images. I didn't post them. I didn't do a whole lot on this. I thought I'd share it with you. They got a statue of the Virgin Mary, right? She's colored pink, as well as the host. There's an image of the Sacred Heart. They're pulling in this sacred imagery. He's got something called sacred glass, which you put, I guess, on the skin to make it look like it's under glass. You know, in another age, of course, none of this would have been tolerated. But we're no longer in that age. We are instead in the age of so-called tolerance. And I talked about this earlier. Everybody wants to be tolerated. You know, they want their sexual license. They want to be accepted. They want bad theology accepted. You know, if you identify as something, then you've got to accept that. But we talked about the photographer and the baker and the web designer a little bit earlier. There's no tolerance for people who hold Christian worldview. That's totally intolerant. You know, we're living in a time where what was once wrong is now right. You know, what is sinful is celebrated. And anybody who objects to that, you know, you might think that's wrong. Well, you're ostracized, you know. You're looked as being, you know, square, as being, you know, out of touch, being insensitive, intolerant. Yet I really believe this. I think the truth will have its day. And we know good always conquers evil. And we know truth ultimately will win out. So as I monitor and I watch these things, I just wonder, wow, how much crazier can this get? I invited James Herson to stop by. He's a New York Times bestselling author, a commentator, a news analyst, law professor. He's been with us a lot of times. He writes a Left Coast report for Newsmax. You can check him out at newsmax.com. And I follow him on Twitter. You should do the same thing, at the Jim Jams. Okay, he's got a website. Check him at jamesherson.com. Pretty easy to check out. James, it's good to have you back. Good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon. I love what you said in this opening about the battle against Christianity.
Yep.
Essentially bring up the idea that Christianity, and particularly Catholic Christianity, is an obstacle to those who wish to tear down all traditions, yep, who wish to essentially abolish notions of theism, of sacredness, of transcendent ideas, because they are, in fact, materialists and atheists, and base their worldview on really more the teachings of Karl Marx than they do, you know, the teachings of the Bible. And so I think this is part and parcel of this gender confusion nonsense that's being used as a weapon. And it's a shame that somebody with as much influence, who is, you know, able to now become a perfume and cosmetic magnate, would pick this area to get attention. She will get some attention for this, but it is, and you said it's bad theology. You know, it's one of the things that Catholic Christians and Christians believe in is that God has revealed himself to us. He's revealed himself to us with the sacred scripture, with the teachings of the church, with the writings of the saints, and with the greatest revelation of all, the incarnation of our Savior. And so, for example, God chose to reveal himself to us in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is a man. Now, there are going to be people, I believe, in the future who are going to try to debate that point. Yeah. But the fact is, that's not what we choose. That's what God chose. God chose in the sacred scripture to reveal himself using pronouns that appear in the original language of the sacred scripture that are clearly male. So with respect and reverence and awesome fear of God, we are not going to change those pronouns, and we are not going to change the description of God or change our traditional prayers. And the most significant prayer in the history of man begins with the words, "Our Father."
Yeah,
and there are people, of course, who now pray some other words and disregard those words. But those of us who revere, you know, the faith that we know is the truth are not changing those words. And that's what this is hitting, even though it's coming from a pop singer, even though it's a name, you know, of a cosmetic, it's part of a greater agenda, and you focused right in on it, and it's the agenda to attack, the agenda to harm our incredible, beautiful Christian true revelation. And of course, that agenda comes from the evil one, and that unfortunately is what this portends. It's a battle zone, and this is now another battle. And Ariana Grande is held in high esteem, unfortunately, by millions of young people, particularly young females, who will see this as some sort of battle cry that is for the rights of women, when it has nothing to do with the rights of women. That being said, of course, our teaching is that in Christ, there is no gender. For those who are in Christ, there is no class distinction, ethnic distinction. Being in Christ means being a child of God, period, regardless of their ethnic background and gender. But that's separate and distinct from calling the creator of the universe a woman.
I think you brought up such a great point, too, and I loved what you had to say about, you know, what Jesus, you know, he's probably the best, you know, to point to, you know, God doesn't have a gender, male, female, so to speak, right? I mean, it's like, it's hard. The Catechism of the Catholic Church teaches us, you know, when it comes to God, that he's a mystery, you know, and he's inaccessible to reason alone, that he transcends, the Catechism says, the human distinction between sexes. He's neither man nor woman. Yet he is God, and yet Jesus Christ himself, as you pointed out, the best theologian of all, he taught us, right? He used the example right that you pointed out, our Father. So if Christ is going to refer to him, you know, as a father, masculine, and that baptism should be carried out in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, you know, you would think that's the lane that we should follow. And it's a great point. I didn't think of it, James, until you pointed that out. I said, man, bravo, you are right on. Such a good point.
Thank you. I mean, and that other thing about the sacred scripture, you know, I talk about God revealing himself. But in the scripture, it refers to our creator, the Father, in addition as the King, the husband, the master. You know, he's the Father of our Lord. And so, yet, of course, the creator of the universe beyond time and space is a mystery. And the church correctly says he actually contains all of the qualities of male and female. But however, he has chosen to present himself this way, and for us not to accept his revelation that presents him this way is irreverent and wrong. And so it's not helping feminism or women's rights. Maybe it'll help Ariana Grande and her perfume sales, but that's not what we should be concerned with. We're concerned with being right with God, setting ourselves as right as possible, being in a state of grace, which is our goal.
You know, I sit back here and I think, what is it about Christianity, right? It's so often attacked and maligned. People don't like our theology or what we believe regarding life or marriage. And yet you see the popular culture so often trying to incarnate it into what they do, you know, whether they're on stage like Madonna, you know, dancing like a virgin and before the, you know, the statue of the Virgin Mary, or wearing rosaries, or Ariana Grande, or so many others, you know, using sacred imagery. What is it? Why is it that they, on one, I guess, one side of the aisle can't stand it, and the other side, they use it to try to promote whatever their agenda or their product actually is?
You know, that is so true, that artists, people in pop culture who consider themselves rebels sometimes do this just to try to get attention. But other times, they're really part of this evil that seeks to harm Christianity. And let's face it, the very things that the Bible teaches, that Christians believe, that Catholic Christians believe, in the sanctity of life, the value of each individual person, the idea that the family is special and created by God, which it is, those things are things that the secularist, humanists, communists particularly, not only they can't stand them, they consider them an anathema. They, you know, both Marx and Lenin and Trotsky all wrote about the dangers of religion, that, and they had to get rid of religious faith, and because they're materialists, they're militant atheists who believe in not just a kind of twisted version of evolution, but they believe in an economic and cultural evolution, where man's natural state will progress towards a utopia. And this, in order to get this system that they conceive of into place, they see the necessity to destroy all the aspects of Christianity, which of course include the attacks on every single construct I mentioned. So it's an attack on the sanctity of life. It's an attack on the idea of transcendent absolute rules that we are hardwired to resonate to. It's an attack on the family, and ultimately it's an attack on the very definitions of gender. What constitutes a man and a woman? And of course, at the same time, as I also mentioned, maybe the most important of all, to take away any idea of the dignity of the sacredness of the individual human being, because in those totalitarian systems that the individuals that promote this want to impose, individuals are expendable. And they've proven it. You know, we see it in reality today in countries that adopt Marxist principles. They're practicing genocide and human rights atrocities, and they do it not just being condoned by the government, being encouraged by the government.
All right. My guest today, James Herson, and I'll tell you what, I'll take a call or two from him. I'm going to take a short pause here, James. When we come back, we'll jump into the phones. If you want to join us, the number here is 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. More than glad to have you pull up a chair and join the conversation. We still have a lot to talk about. And stay with us. We're back in just a second.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio, right here.
Catholic Order of Foresters is proud to sponsor the Relevant Radio studio line. For information about employment opportunities and flexible premium life insurance plans, visit relevantradio.com/Forester.
Fact-driven, faith-informed, unfiltered. This is the Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio and on the Relevant Radio app.
Yeah, thanks for joining me. If you're just tuning in, I came across a couple stories you should probably know about. Ariana Grande came out with a new scent. It's called God is Woman. Name came after, or God is a Woman, I should say. I said God is a Woman. That's the title. It's named after her 2018 song by the same type of name. And some people think that she's going to be coming out with a cosmetic line as well. And a friend of mine here at the network sent to Patrick Madrid and me a story about an influencer who again is using religious imagery. You know, he's painting the Blessed Mother pink and using the Sacred Heart and all these other type of images in his promotional campaign. And I've invited James Herson to stop by. He's a great cultural analyst. I'd love to say that about him. He's got his finger on the pulse of what's happening. He's a musician, and he's taught law, and he writes regularly. You can check him out at Newsmax.com. You can follow him on Twitter at the Jim Jams, or his website, JamesHerson.com. And he's got a very rational look at a lot of these issues, and we're just trying to break it all down. If you want to get in, We'd love to talk with you. The number here is 888-914-9149. And, James, let's go right to the phones. Beth is listening in DeKalb, Illinois. Beth, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, how are you today? Great. Sorry, I got a little background noise here.
No problem.
just wanted to concur with you. I'm a YouTube watcher, and I have seen some of Jeffree Star's stuff. And this young man, I pray for that guy's soul every day because he's racist. He's been accused of several racist things.
Wow.
He has just been accused of inappropriate online actions with young men, and he appeals to young women in their teens and early 20s, and it's just frightening some of the stuff that he puts out there on his YouTube content.
Yeah, it's tragic. Hey, thank you, Beth, for sharing that. I love what you had to say. He's lost. We need to pray for him. That's for sure. And James, there is this attraction to it. You know, his mother, as I said, allowed him to wear cosmetics when he was very young, and he still does now. What's with this attraction sometimes with that particular demographic she talked about? Why do these guys who kind of swing maybe that way, what is it draws these young girls to that message or to that image?
I think it's unfortunate worldly fashion trends that influence people like that. And they feel as though they're doing something that's cool and stylish, and in effect, but it actually is something very destructive, and leads towards a form of, I guess, a bondage, if you will. So I find I think it's tragic, and I appreciate what Beth said. I think this is something we have to pray for. I think in our aforementioned thing, I think we have to pray for Ariana Grande, who I think is probably raised a Catholic Christian. I think a lot of people are being led astray. Unfortunately, it's very much along the lines with what our blessed Lord told us, in that what would occur in the world, and the world meaning the world of flesh, the world, the non-spiritual world, the material world.
Yep.
And so I think that's the best, I think, analysis is that it's really the spiritual dimension that is really the most important way to perceive these events.
Yeah. You know, you're right about Ariana Grande. She was raised Catholic. I think she had a brother who was gay. And as a result of it, she began to question her faith. And what it really speaks to is not her, you know, not the fact that her brother was gay, because the church is not against anyone with same-sex attraction. It really speaks to her lack of understanding of what the church really is all about. She, like Madonna, I think, is it Kabbalah? I think that's the one that they're now following. So she has lost her way. Let's pray that, as you point out, James, that she finds her way back home. And it's a shame, and I hope she comes to understand how loving and merciful and embracing the church is. And you know, I think there's a great misunderstanding out there when it comes to homosexuality as to how the church views it and how those with same-sex attraction are viewed. Maria in Chicago, welcome to the conversation. You're on the air with James Harrison.
Thank you, Drew. I think not just Ariana Grande, but most celebrities, they're pretty lost. And even our own Catholics in our own churches are, prior to COVID and during COVID, almost 80% of Catholics don't believe the true presence. So you can't be surprised when we see a lot of this happening, because we even see it in our own churches. So I think more rosaries, more concentration on getting Catholic schools back to traditional values,
mm-hmm.
and then we can actually help those bringing them back to the church. But if we're not strong in our own sense of theology, how can we bring people to the faith?
Amen. Hey, Maria, thank you. And James, I only have a few moments left, so I'll let you respond to her. And it maybe, you know, give us some thoughts on how we can also just take the culture back. You know, we see the envelope, the borders continuing to move. What kind of fight will we need to engage in order to transform the culture and and ultimately get it back. I think Maria brought up some great points. We need to look at our Catholic schools. We need to live the faith. We need to know the faith. But I'll give you the final thoughts.
Yeah, I think Marie points out something. You know, it's a catechesis crisis, because if we have the majority of Catholics who don't believe in such a critical, important doctrine historically and theologically as the actual presence of the Lord in the Eucharist, that's a crisis. That's a lack of proper teaching. And so part of that has to be at the local level to make sure that young people are taught, and as you point out, the actual faith, not some sort of, a phantom faith, and that isn't real. And as far as the culture, you know, I think, first of all, shows like yours, networks like Relevant Radio, I mean, we have the opportunity, using technology, using broadcast technology and internet technology now, to reach more people than ever before. But everyone has to support these outlets, but both as ministries and to, you know, financially, but support them by listening, support them by spreading their existence to others. And so I think we, you know, the culture, because it's a spiritual battle, we fight it both with actions. And then, of course, she talked about rosaries. You do a beautiful Divine Mercy on your show. Prayer is powerful, and prayer is, in fact, an effective way to take the culture back. And so we do both. We pray and we act, and we are guided by God. By God the Father. And, you know, it's that. Even, I mean, getting back to that gender thing, it flashed in my mind when we were talking about the church and how merciful the church is. The church is, God uses gender to communicate. The church is the bride of Christ. So that's gender is a way that God communicates to us. And we're going to honor and be reverent to the way God has chosen to communicate and reveal himself to all of us.
I love it. James, so well said. You know, I know you're a musician, and as you're talking too, I know you got a couple CDs out there. I should put a plug in for them. You do a lot of jazz too, but Jake and I were talking before the segment when we were looking at whether or not we're going to run any of Ariana Grande's audio or anything. We decided not to give her the platform here. But, you know, the conversation we had was that as musicians, people have been given great platforms, whether it's Madonna or Ariana Grande or whoever it might be, media influencers, whether they're the Kardashians or whether they're this guy who's now, you know, promoting his makeup. We got a responsibility. God's given us that platform and that gift, and we have to use it for the good. So if you are a gifted musician out there, use it to promote good. You know, if you're an influencer somewhere or you have a special talent, that's a gift given to you by God. You need to use it to glorify him, not to draw souls away from him. And I know you do that probably with your own music as well. People want to get connected to you and follow you or get your music. What's the best way to do that?
They can go to my website, jameshirsen.com. They can check out my articles on Newsmax.com, and I'm on Twitter and Facebook. They just search for James Hirsen, H-I-R-S-E-N, and they'll find me. And God created the arts. God created music. And all of it should be used to honor and revere God. And if we look at the classical music that inspires all of us, that music was conceived as it worship. That music was conceived to honor God. And I think all artists, I mean, music's my baseline, but the more that art uplifts, edifies, honors righteousness, honors the Lord of righteousness, the better it's going to be.
Amen to that. James, thank you. Thanks for being here. Always good to talk with you.
It's my pleasure and honor, Drew. Thanks so much for all you do.
Thank you. That's James Hirsen. Check him out. And before you go, James, I'm assuming your CDs are also available at jameshirsen.com or your music if they want to download it. I don't know where it lives.
But. Yeah, there's links where they can go to, you know, the various platforms and find my music.
Yeah. I know you've done Christmas, iTunes, you've done all sorts of stuff. That's great. And it's H-I-R-S-E-N. Who was the most famous person you played with, by the way?
The most famous was The Temptations, who I toured with for several years. And I played with Natalie Cole and The Impressions, Jerry Butler. Virtually exclusively played with a lot of African-American groups.
That's great.
But I've also done some stuff with some rock groups. There's a group called The Flock, which is originally out of Chicago that I played with.
Yeah,
great people. And so I, you know, I love music and I see it as a vehicle, as I described. But it's, people who, and especially people who gain fame, have a responsibility to use that fame. And so on our theme, you know, it's these people endorse products and those products sell. And so that's why Ariana Grande is cashing in with the perfume business. But she has a responsibility, and I would hope that people wouldn't reward her. So I applaud you for not playing her, too.
Yeah, we always go back and forth. Should we play in the bumper? Should we? Yeah. So we decided not to. James, we'll catch up again. Thanks for always making yourself available for the program. It's good to have you here.
My pleasure, and your program is a great priority for me, and appreciate you so much, and I hope listeners spread the word and you continue to grow.
From your mouth to God's ears, may he be glorified. Thank you, James. Check out James and stay with me because your news and headlines are straight ahead. On the other side, we're going to take a look at COVID. There's talk now of new variants that may evade your vaccination.